Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special AU Radio News Desk episode. We're going to be talking about all of the cool events coming up in June at our local gaming store, Adventures Underground. Today I've got Tiffany, our events coordinator.
Hello.
And I've got Beth, also events coordinator.
Yikes.
We're really excited to talk to you guys about what's coming up in June. There is a lot of stuff going on at the store. Just to kick off the first week of June, we've got our 15th anniversary birthday bash celebration and Mushroom Fest. I think that's kind of what we're going to be talking about to start off, and then we'll follow with the rest of June. There's some really cool, like, authors come in, some events scattered about. Really excited about it.
Yeah, it's filling up really fast.
I know I haven't been following too much on the events calendar because I've just been focusing on the stuff that's coming up the first week of June.
It's so much, dude. So we actually start in the end of May, so right there at Memorial Day weekend, because we've been doing that every year. We've been doing the sidewalk sale. So we're going to do it again, an annual sidewalk sale for Memorial Day. That'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that'll kind of kick us into our birthday week and Mushroom Fest.
And this is the first year we're doing Mushroom Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not the last year.
Nope. Our whole plan with Mushroom Fest, the original idea really was to just turn it into an annual event because we do stuff for our anniversary and our birthday all the time every year. So may as well make like a parking lot party out of it.
Heck yeah. Tell us a little bit about Mushroom Fest. About what we're planning.
What we're planning right now is we're booking. We're still kind of first year nerves booking in the early part of the week. So like Monday the 30th is Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have, I think I have two things booked that day. We're going to have a 45 record. Like, right, we're going to do a craft.
Like a record painting?
Record painting. We're working on doing some shaping and stuff to try and make mushrooms and stuff.
I've got to finish my records that I painted for you guys.
Yes, you do. And then we're hosting like little events each day, like Wednesday that week, which is June 1st. We're going to have the first of two Reaper paint and takes.
Oh, hey, I'm hosting that.
Yes, you are. And there's going to be 10 spots. They're, I think, $10
a piece. $10 a piece. It gets you your mini, your spot, your paint, and a beverage from the cafe.
Yep. And so that's like kind of kicking off our first Reaper paint and takes in 2 years.
I know. I'm so excited.
So excited.
Super excited. We got new kits coming in too, so I'm really excited about getting everything stocked up.
And we've
up.
Got the cutest mushroom minis that I have ever seen coming in.
I was so excited when we found them.
I'm so glad we found some.
I haven't seen them yet, but I want to see them.
Oh, goodness. I'll show you the link later. So then technically Thursday the 2nd is our actual store anniversary. That's our anniversary.
It's our birthday.
Up here in the Uptown. That'll be 15 years in our spot.
Wow.
Right? It's kind of amazing. That night we're going to have Tag. Tri-Cities Area Gaming is going to be out doing their board game night in the cafe.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yes. And then also that day we're going to be doing a live streaming with Mr. Robert for Gunpla.
Oh, we're getting Gunpla Build Days back?
Gunpla Build Days. We haven't done it in a couple of years. We kind of maintained the first part of the shutdown, but it's hard to do. So we're actually going to do that Thursday. He'll be live streaming. And I believe he's going to be in the cafe. So it'll be, I believe, the morning hours of that day. He'll be up on the stage doing a Facebook live stream.
That is so cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And then Friday kicks off Mushroom Fest. So that's going to be in our parking lot directly in front of the store. We're just doing a pop-up marketplace. We're going to have local artists, vendors. We're going to set up some kitty games. We're going to have some nonprofits out having booths.
Oh, very cool.
And we're going to have a stage with a sound system and equipment, instruments and whatnot. And then we're going to basically have that kind of open mic for a while. And then we have bands booked in for both Friday and Saturday. So we'll be doing a little parking lot party till about 9 p.m.
Nice.
And I think Tiffany knows the bands.
Yeah, Tiffany, you got us the bands.
I have the bands. Yeah, so we're going to have John Owen Street Drumming. He's going to be doing some drumming for us both days.
He's an author out of, I believe, the Ellensburg area. So he has a book, too.
Oh, wow.
So he'll be doing a booth and he'll be doing performances both days. And it's that really cool, New York style street drums on buckets and stuff. I'm really excited.
I love that kind of stuff.
Super excited.
That's going to be
great. Drum corps kind of stuff. I love that.
And then we're going to have Norwal, an acoustic band. Post Clarity, which is a punk one. Seemed really fun. Sean Bird is also acoustic. He'll be there as well. Lodeen, Anavam, psychedelic jazz rock. They sound really fun.
Nice.
Petey Puckett is going to be here as well. He's a singer, songwriter, jammer in general. Then there's also Posse Posse, which is an alternative blues grunge kind of sound. So that'll be really fun.
I'm so excited for this.
Moocher, which is an alternative rock. King Icrid, and then of course the Metaphorical Lions, which is rock as well.
And Metaphorical Lions is going to be our headliner Saturday night. That's our like featured band and the final like big thing in the parking lot. So it's nice. Gonna be a lot of fun. I really hope people come out and
I love their
dance.
Name.
Yes,
it makes me think of all sorts of just different.
That's
like
great. I'm so excited. That's a great lineup of talent that we've got. I didn't know how many bands we had booked, and I am impressed.
We're pretty full. And I got a shout out here to the Emerald of Siam. They have been so helpful, and Tim, with getting us hooked up with the music scene.
Oh, my gosh.
And their event and bartender, and sometimes I think maybe cook, Tim, has been like our doorway into accomplishing the music. I'm not going to lie. That's where I thought we were going to have the most struggle, and he has made that amazingly easy. So just a little shout out there to the Emerald Siam being great neighbors and friends to the store.
Oh, and man, if you guys are local here in the Tri-Cities and you have not gone by the Emerald of Siam for some of their live music nights, you are missing out. They are up in the uptown, really awesome people, great food, great atmosphere.
Some of the best food. So good.
Wings Wednesdays, their lunch buffets.
So good.
Mm, their curry is really good too, though.
Yeah. Mm. Pockets. The curry pockets.
The curry pockets are my favorite thing ever.
So the other thing I want to shout out there is Friday and Saturday night, even though we end at 9, they have stuff going on both nights.
Oh, nice.
Plus there's another, and I should have brought the paper, I forgot. There's another Pride event happening Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what that one is either. Oh, we should have brought the Pride. All that week also, there are Pride events happening all over the Tri-Cities.
They are, and they're really kicking off Pride Month. You'll probably see some folks up on stage because we told them to come over and we could shout out some stuff for them.
Heck yes.
Yeah, we'll be advertising everything that we can so that you can come to us and them for the whole weekend.
Well, and we're going to have some really cool stuff outside for the store too. So Mr. Robert will be running his own like mini store outside for the entirety of the event. He'll be doing Ichiban, which is this. It's really kind of cool. Basically, you buy an envelope and then the envelope tells you like kind of what tier item you get. But you have the chance to get some really collectible, cool figures out of it. So it's a super cool process. He's also going to set up the soda stand for all of the Asian food and ramen and stuff that we have, the boba tea cans. They're going to be all chilled down and he'll be out there doing that. Really close by, Robert, we're working on setting up various just kind of like free games for the kiddos. Nice. So there'll be some fishing, and I think there's going to be some version of, what is that, like, it's the game, you huck a bean bag in a hole.
Like hacky sacks?
Oh, cornhole.
Or cornhole.
Cornhole, that, yep. It's not my game. I can never remember it.
Thank you. I was like, hacky sacks? No. And then I was like, no, it's kind of like horseshoes, but it's not horseshoes because it's kid safe.
So then we're going to also have like another store, like, table, a series of tables on right in front, and a shady spot, of course, on the sidewalk.
Oh yeah, we get primo spots.
We get primo spots in the shade, yo, because I'm expecting it to hopefully be just really hot.
And not
Washington
rainy.
Weather needs to knock it off. I'm very nervous about that. But we're gonna have a couple tables out there, and out those tables, we're gonna rotate things. Like George will be out there doing some game demos, so you can come play some quickie games and learn. And if you super love them, maybe pop in the store, give us a little love. We're going to be doing some various crafts and things for kids and for adults. Miss Tiffany is going to be running another paint and shape 45s kind of art and craft thing outside, because we might have a plethora of really old 45s.
Well, and man, painting records is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm painting two of them for the store, and I'm having a blast.
I'm really excited about that, because you know what? Amanda still doesn't know.
I got to get those finished.
Really? It's kind of a little surprise.
I like started them, and I'm so close to finishing them, and then we moved, and all my paint is packed, so I have to dig through the box there. I put all my paint because I was stupid and was like, this is heavy, and it could go at the bottom of the box.
Yes.
And now I have to remember exactly what box I put my paint in, so
we'll be showing those off when you get them done.
Story of our lives, right? So that Saturday will be like Friday and Saturday, 3rd and 4th of June. Those are going to be the big parking lot pop-up marketplace events. We're going to continue events into that Sunday. I'm hoping to host more of a like children's and family stuff in the event. I'm still working on some authors and stuff in the store. We'll also be having our second Reaper paint and take, because those are very limited spots, unfortunately, for now. And then I do want to shout out that Monday the 6th, we're going to be closed because we owe our employees a lot of love for the last year, for everything that's going to go on the week before that. So it'll be Employee Appreciation Day, and we'll actually shut down the whole store.
And I know during Mushroom Fest weekend, it's not like an official thing, but I will be doing Facebook Lives on the AU Radio Facebook page occasionally, just like little 5-minute pop-ups here and there. I'm going to tell you guys about the bands and the vendors and maybe talk to a few people. So if you see me walking around in my AU Radio t-shirt, stop by and say hi. I'll be there.
Absolutely. Oh, and we're going to have the 501st out that weekend.
Oh, nice. Yay. I was hoping they would come out.
Yes. It's always like, I know that we have them set up, but I'm always like, okay, what time are they coming? So we're also going to have Greg Martin.
Oh, nice.
And his friend are going to come out again like we had for Comic Book Day.
Cool.
So we're going to be the Green Lantern.
The Green Hornet.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. The Green Hornet. and is it Batman?
I think so.
Or sometimes Robin. I can never keep them straight. But they'll be here doing some photo ops. We're going to have this is where Green Lantern comes in. We're going to have our photo op Green Lantern head in a hole down there.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Going back outside again.
The man who could be anyone.
That hasn't been outside in, I think, a little over a year. We had it out during one of our sidewalk sales last year. So that'll be fun.
We could also take this Stranger Things headboard down and get it out of my studio.
Oh, it'll just come back. But yes, we will.
It'll be a blissful couple days where I can see that wall.
We can maybe find a new place for that to live. We have storage everywhere. And then we're going to be setting up some photo op areas to go along with that. Okay. And then we'll also have, I don't know if you guys remember from Free Comic Book Day, but we had a couple of folks, and I believe they call themselves the Wolves of Washington.
Yeah.
And it was like the Princess Mandalorian and a couple other character figures coming out. The other thing I really just want to shout out to everybody, because when we grow this, next year, I really hope to do a cosplay contest.
That would be so much fun.
We're not there this year. That takes some organization. But if you want to come out in your cosplay or dressed up as your favorite character from a book or something, as long as it's family friendly, we would love that. And I say that just because, you know, families.
Yeah.
We're a family place. So, but we would love to see all the dress up. We love it. And even on a random Tuesday, come on in costume. It just makes us happy.
Right. We also have a coloring contest, don't we?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be kicking off here real shortly a coloring contest. We have the design ready and everything. It'll be download or pick up your copy this week, and you want to turn them in by Sunday the 29th.
Are there going to be like age brackets and
There's
stuff?
Age brackets for prizes because, you know, 18 or a 2-year-old, there's kind of a difference in skill set. So we'll have some little prizes for them, but we're going to bring them in. We're going to actually have customers vote.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we're going to have it set up to vote on Monday the 30th. We'll have them all set up. And customers can vote for each age bracket, who they think, whatever. And
I love that, because every time we have a contest where the employees have to vote, it is so hard to pick anything. We're like, yes, all of them are great. Everyone wins. All of them are winners.
We struggle so hard. We almost, I'm going to say this out loud, literally, we almost always add extra prizes when we have to decide, because look, but they're so good. So we're going to have customers vote, and we'll announce the winners on Tuesday the 31st. So voting will be in store on Monday the 30th. We'll have it set up at the front of the store. And then we're going to hang up all of those in our windows, because they may or may not be mushroom themed. Just going to hang that all up in the front of the store for the birthday week.
I'm just going to grab one and take it home and color it.
Me too. Me too.
I'm not going to enter it though, because that's mean.
Employees can't enter.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I mean, but I would love to see that great artwork. We've got great artists on staff, and that's always been a real blessing to us. So that's the coloring contest. I want to shout out that we're moving book clubs. So the adult and the YA book club, which are typically the first Friday of the month, they're going to move over to the 10th of June.
just because there's going to be craziness.
Because the first Friday is going to be way too busy.
Mm-hmm. So
I know my recording schedules for that week are all messed up too, because we're way too busy.
So, and then we'll go like the rest of the month. We'll have the next new release Magic Tournament.
Oh, yeah. The weekend after.
Is actually the Thursday after. So it'll be the 9th of June, and that'll be prepaid reservation spots like always. And then that Friday is the book club on the 10th. And then on the 12th, we'll be having our monthly Gays and Berets Gay Poetry Slam in the cafe.
Oh, nice.
And that's going to be 6 to 8 p.m. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. And a lot of talent. It's really, really interesting to go sit over there and just listen.
I think, is it the second Tuesday of the month? Are they doing is TAG doing the GM's workshop this
Absolutely,
month?
Absolutely, yes. They'll be doing, this will probably be pretty permanent. The TAG, Tri-Cities Area Gaming, hosts an intro to GMing. So
I got to go to the first one that they hosted, and it was super fun. It was really nice, really laid back, just a bunch of GMs talking about everything and anything and everything.
It's so helpful if you've been a GM for a long time running, you know, various games, or if you're just getting started and you need tips and tricks and how to smooth out the storytelling. This is really the place to like go talk to others and get some great feedback other than your opinionated players, I think.
Yes.
So
maybe blow off some steam about your opinionated players with other GMs.
I may or may not have mentioned you guys a couple of times.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. My characters are out of control. So. And then we have the 16th of June. We've got the TAG Tri-Cities Area Board Game Night. That's a Thursday night, and they'll be in the cafe. They typically start, I want to say, between 5 and 6.
I think 5:30-ish.
Yeah. The last time I looked in there, they just had one a week or so ago. It was so cool. There were so many games being played. It looked so good.
Well, and if you were, if you'd been a regular at the store before COVID screwed everything up, TAG came in weekly to do board game nights, and it was always just this super fun atmosphere, just lots of laughter, lots of a good time had by all. And so I'm glad that they're back. I'm glad that this is something that we're able to do for them again.
I'm excited.
Jump in, try a new board game.
Well, and that's the thing. If there's open tables in the cafe, we have the demo case of board games. So that's in the Caterpillar Cafe. As long as there's a table open, you just talk to the barista. They'll let you check a game out, and you can try before you buy, or just play something new, or get your friends together, have a beer, because we are on tap now, not just cans.
Right?
You guys know we sell growlers, right? You can take beer home.
Yeah, it's a dangerous thing to know. That we also have cider on tap, which means you can take growlers of cider home, which is really
even
the
more
worst
dangerous.
Knowledge that I've ever had.
We also have we keep bringing in mead. Most of the brewers, the beer, the cider and stuff, we're trying really hard to support local, because that's a big thing in our hearts. So all of that is like Pacific Northwest, like small business is where that's coming from. So it's pretty exciting. Then we do have Monday night casual magic every Monday night.
Yeah,
That starts about 4 p.m. in the cafe, and it's been getting a nice solid turnout. It's not tournament or anything.
No,
just come in and play.
It's casual play. It doesn't have a specific play style. You can bring whatever decks you want. It's just come hang out and play.
If we have promos, we do give them out. I know we're out this month, but
we pop up with little funsies where we can, absolutely, because we get some cool stuff. We do actually ask for casual play that if you have your DCI number, to make sure that we get that written down on the sheet, because that'll help us get more fun promos and stuff in the long run into the store. So then for the rest of the month, it's actually pretty busy. It's kind of mind-boggling. We have Speakeasy Poetry, which if you guys remember Tuesday's Blues Days.
Oh, yeah.
This is the rebirth, and we're going to call it Speakeasy.
Love it.
So we're going to have that starting up. It'll be once a month. It looks like third Tuesday of the month. All of these dates and times, just check the AU website. So it's advunderground.com, right?
Yep.
Yeah. /events.
And then you can go /events. Our Google Calendar is live and finally up to date. Thank goodness. Thank you, Tiffany.
No problem.
What would we do
without you?
Oh my gosh. What did I do without you? So we have that on the 21st, the Speakeasy Poetry. And Saturday the 25th is free RPG day.
Oh my gosh, there's so much happening this month.
We went from zero to like 910 as far as events go for the store.
We were like, let's wait till June and we'll do everything then.
It takes a while to plan stuff. So that's that Saturday. And the following Sunday, the 26th, we're going to have a local, local founded author. She doesn't live here, but she visits a lot. She grew up here. Lindsay Helm will be in doing a reading and a signing.
Oh, that's cool.
That very same day, we're going to have Herb Leonard in.
Very nice.
And he's, I'm pretty sure, bringing the puppets. The puppets, the dragon puppets, and he's going to do readings of his books.
I love that. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Like a kid's story time.
Nice. More aged at the little guys, but I'm going to tell you, as an adult, I've always loved watching.
It's so great.
It's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's potentially also going to be a special guest on the podcast that month, so that'll be fun.
It'll be real fun to get that worked out. So that's the month of June. We come into the final thing so far is Magic Monday, that Monday, last Monday of the month.
But yeah.
We've got stuff going 4 or 5 times a week easily, so check out that calendar.
And hopefully, you know, going forward, this is something that we, maybe not a mushroom fest every month, but, you know, moving forward, now that things are starting to open back up, things are getting a little more able to have people in the store for stuff, we should be getting a lot more events going forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, we're already booking August. Just in case you didn't know that, we're already starting to book out August.
Oh my gosh.
And honestly, we're really open to anything. So if you're a local maker, creator, crafter, artist, author, reach out to us and we'll see if we can make something go.
events@advunderground.com. Give us an email.
Yeah.
I think that's what we've got so far.
All right. Do you guys have any parting comments?
I'm super excited, and I actually kind of hope we keep doing little shout-outs on the podcast.
Heck yeah.
Know what's going on, because it's so busy.
I would love to have you guys back on, like, even if we just do once a month, where we're just like, hey, we're going to tell you about all the events that are going on in July. Hey, we're going to talk about all the events that are going on in August. Like, if we want to start doing that, I am. Now that we're doing events again. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, let's do this more regularly.
Absolutely, I like it. Let's do it.
Thanks so much for having us on, Hannah.
Thank you guys so much,
Tiffany. Thank you for getting all those bands together for us and fixing our Google Calendar finally.
It shall be updated now from now on.
I appreciate all the work that you both have put into this. This is a burden of love.
I love every second, and I hate about half of them. But it's great to have people back in the store, and those are the good moments and the memories come from the costumes. And it's all about the community. Without the community, we won't be here. So
Well, thank you guys so much for being here, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in, listening to us ramble about all the things we are so excited about happening in June. Make sure you stop by the store if you're in the area. Give us a wave, a hello, a visit, and we'll catch you next time.
If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/advunderground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.